She's the domestic goddess who gave us the brilliantly bougie pronunciation, microwave.
I still need a bit of milk, which I've warmed in the microwave.
But does she really not know how to use chopsticks?
It's a funny thing.
As we count down to the start of MKR on 7 this Sunday, please welcome the one, the only, Nigella Lawson.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Nigella.
Hello.
Hi, Nigella.
How are you?
We're great. Welcome back to the show. Really? You don't know how to use chopsticks? This surprises us.
Well, it's not that I don't know how to. I'm just inept. I know in theory. I'm a very clumsy person, and I just can't seem to manage it.
Oh, I'm with you.
I'm okay if I like the ones. So if I'm in a Chinese restaurant, I ask for the children's ones.
Oh, yes.
Oh, what are the children's ones?
They're sort of linked at the top, or they've got a bit of card and then an elastic band around the chopsticks, so they're more like tweezers.
Oh, yeah, I've got to find me some of those. Yes, yes. Well, we're so delighted to have you back on our screens. Of course, we're talking to you all the way in London, in England, but did you enjoy your time in our fair country?
I adored it. I mean, I always do. It's not exactly a hard...
No.
It's not exactly a hard call to enjoy yourself in Australia. But it has a particular place in my heart, and it just felt wonderful to be back and to see such beauty. And really, you know, doing MKR was was a really exciting thing for me, because it just so spoke to the very sort of to the very core of what I think matters in cooking. You know, it's food from our homes and from our families or our friends, our travels. There's all the things that make us into the people we are and what we've learned, and a desire to share it with other people. And it was lovely to be part of that.
Well, of course, Nigella, working with Manu, and Manu said that you were everything he hoped for, a wonderful human, a great cook and a great eater. Is that all you hoped for in Manu and the contestants? I mean, let's face it, these are forced dinner parties. You are not getting to choose your company.
The thing is, you know, it's really nice sitting around. When you sit around the table eating with people, you get to know them, and in a way that's very bonding. But I will say that working with Manu was even better than I had hoped. I had met him before, and I knew, you know, he's such fun. He's such great company. But I have to say as well, he's the real deal. I mean, he's the sort of, you know, something that always teaches you that someone is a real proper person, which is he's very loved by the crew. And the crew know what's what. You know, they see people when they're not, you know, doing their best. And Manu is exactly the same off camera as on camera, you know, and that's how it should be. But, he's a really lovely man.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, hi. MKR will be back on our screens very, very soon. Nigella, thank you for chatting with us.
Oh, thank you. Lovely to be back.
We are so looking forward to seeing it. Nigella, I'm quite certain that, well, the fights can get quite feisty at MKR at the dinner table. I feel like people would have been on their best behaviour in front of you.
Oh, definitely. Mm.
Oh, well, I wouldn't be. I'm not condemning those sorts of fights, absolutely. But it didn't. It didn't get like that. It really is. As far as I'm concerned, I can't say what happens when I'm not in the room, because I will find out when MKR actually starts on Sunday. But really, it was a lovely food-based crowd.
Well, we look forward to the reveal all book from Nigella, which is what goes on behind the children's chopsticks.
Thank you, Nigella.
Thank you.
The amazing Nigella Lawson, and of course, MKR premieres this Sunday, 7 p.m. on Channel 7, pardon me, and on 7 Plus, and it continues Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Can't wait to see it with Nigella on board.